USA Radio News.
A second COVID vaccine could move a step closer to distribution today. A CDC panel meeting this morning to discuss approving the Moderna vaccine. Even if this vaccine gets final approval by the CDC, it will be a while before we see case numbers come down. University of Washington Dr. Chris Murray on CNN.
And so we have, you know, many weeks ahead of these really high death numbers per day.
Dr. Murray expects 60,000 more deaths by April 1st. Some concerns about the vaccine after a nurse passed out this week after getting injected. Also, there were reports of some having allergic reactions. University of Washington Dr. Vin Gupta on MSNBC trying to reassure skeptics.
I know there's concern, there's anxiety about the vaccine, the process, which was very science-focused, the way it was rigorous, and it's a high-quality vaccine. It will save your life.
Gupta himself got the vaccine, and he says he feels great. President-elect Joe Biden expects to get the vaccine Monday. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
California Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell remains on the House Intelligence Committee for now. The FBI yesterday briefing Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Republican Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy on Swalwell's ties to a woman believed to be a Chinese spy. After the meeting, McCarthy says it remains clear Swalwell needs to be removed from the committee. No comment from Pelosi. Lawmakers buying time and avoiding a shutdown. President Trump last night signs a bill funding the government for two more days. Debates will continue in the House and Senate this weekend on a COVID relief bill, one sticking point stimulus checks. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley wants $1,200 relief checks, but Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson wants something smaller.
And certainly what the senator from Missouri is talking about in terms of these economic impact payments, no revisions at all. Just spend another $275 billion.
Democratic House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says negotiations will continue today. He expects a vote Sunday afternoon. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
As lawmakers on Capitol Hill begin to receive the COVID vaccine, one lawmaker shares his opinion on people that are skeptical of the vaccine.
On Friday, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell both received their COVID-19 vaccinations. Also receiving a vaccination, Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana.
Some of my people back home have called me and said we're scared to take the shot because we don't know what's in it. And I tell them, I ask them, do you eat hot dogs? You don't know what's in a hot dog either. But you got to trust somebody, and the most able, perspicacious people in the world have developed this vaccine. The vice president took it today, and once it's available, you should take it too.
Okay. That audio courtesy of Fox News from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
A poll released last week finds more acceptance of the vaccine. Gallup finds 63% of Americans are willing to get vaccinated. That's up 13 points from a poll 3 months ago. A little over 2 weeks to go in the Georgia Senate runoff elections. Already over a million votes cast. Polls released yesterday show both Republicans winning. David Perdue is up 2 points over John Ossoff. Kelly Loeffler is up 6 points on Raphael Warnock. A big day in college football, 6 conference championship games scheduled. Number 1 Alabama playing for the SEC title against number 7 Florida. Titles also on the line in the ACC, Big 10, Big 12, American Athletic, and Mountain West. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.